今天早上我的题目是现实的世界。
And the title for this morning's message is The Reality of This World.
传道书第八章第一节到第十七节。
It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1 to 17.
请秀清姐妹上来读今天的经文。
And we ask Sister Xiu Qing to come and read today's
passage. 我们只是用中文来念，如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
It's only going to be in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
谁如智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。我劝你遵守王的命令，即使神启示，你当如此。不要急躁离开王的面前，不要固执行恶。因为他凡事都随自己的心意而行，王的话能有权力，谁敢问他说你做什么呢？凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患，智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理，各样事物成就都有时候和定理。但因为人的苦难重压在他身上，他不知道将来的事，因为将来如何，谁能告诉他呢？无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。这一切我都见过，也专心查考日光之下所做的一切事。有时这人管辖那人，令人受害。我见二人埋葬，归入坟墓，又见行正直事的离开圣地，在城中被人忘记，这也是虚空。因为断定罪名，不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的年日。然而我准知道，敬畏神的，就是在他面前敬畏的人，终究必得福乐。恶人却不得福乐，也不得长久的年日。这年日好像影儿，因他不敬畏神。世上有一件虚空的事，就是一人所遭遇的，反照恶人所行的；又有恶人所遭遇的，反照一人所行的。我说这也是虚空，我就称赞快乐。原来人在日光之下，莫强如吃喝快乐，因为他在日光之下，神赐他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得的。我专心求智慧，要看世上所做的事，有昼夜不睡觉不合眼的。我就看明神一切的作为，如知道人查不出日光之下所做的事，任凭他费多少力巡查，都查不出来。就是智慧人所虽想知道，也是查不出来。谢谢。
我上个星期我谈到这个真智慧。
And last week I talked about the true wisdom.
一个有真智慧的人是一个不自为为自而为自以为意的人。
Person with true wisdom is not a self-righteous individual.
然后他明白人的罪性和人人有罪这个事实。
And he understands the reality of man's sinful nature and that every man has sinned.
然后除此之外，他知道一个有真智慧的人是一个敬畏上帝的人。
And besides this, he knows that a person with true wisdom is one who fears the Lord.
然后今早上我们所看的这段经文谈到这个现实的世界，还有它所带来的问题。
And today's message is on the reality of this world and the problem that it brings.
然后所罗门王从一个没有神的角度来看这个问题。
And King Solomon observes this problem from a person without God.
这个是人经常的问的问题。
This is often a question that people ask.
世界上为什么这么多苦难，还有这么多不公平的事情？
Why is there so much suffering and unfair things in this world?
那如果这位神是好的,
if God is good,
为什么神不阻止这些事情发生?
Why does God not stop these things from happening?
难道神不理会吗?
Does that mean that God does not know?
那么这些问题通常都是一些不知论者或者一些无神论者所问的一些问题。
These questions often come from agnostics or atheists.
不止他们,甚至一些信神的人都会问这些问题。
Not just them, but even some believers ask these questions.
那么罪恶的存在和它所带来的问题是过去和现今的社会所面对的问题。
The existence of evil and the problem that they bring is something that has existed in the past and also present.
然后自从人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后,
ever since ancestors Adam and Eve sinned,
罪恶的存在和它所带来的问题是不可以否认的。
We cannot deny the existence of sin or the problem that they bring.
那么从今天早上我所看的经文，所罗门王要探讨这个现实的世界和他所带来的问题。
And so from today's passage, King Solomon wanted to discuss the reality of this world and the problem that they have.
所以他从人的生活三个领域来看这个问题。
So from men's lives, he looks at three aspects.
这个现实的世界和他所带来的问题, 第一就是这个权力的问题。
And the reality of this world and the problem that it brings, the first one is the issue of power.
然后自从神利用这个洪水来毁灭这个世界之后,
ever since God used the flood to destroy the world,
挪亚的儿子韩生了一个儿子叫做卜士。
And Noah had a son, Ham, and Ham had a son, Cush.
然后古士后来生一个人，他的名字叫做宁洛。
And Cush had a son named Nimrod.
那么圣经说宁洛是这个世上英雄之首。
And the Bible tells us that Nimrod was a mighty man.
他在耶和华神的面前是一个英雄猎户。
And before the Lord, he was a mighty hunter.
那么圣经也说他成立了好些国家。
And the Bible also tells us that he established several kingdoms.
那么这说明宁禄是一个有权力的人。
So we see that Nimrod was a man with power.
他以他的权力来治理这些国家。
And he used his power to have authority over the kingdoms.
那么圣经里提到不少有权力的人。
And the Bible speaks of several people with power.
比如说法老王,
for instance, Pharaoh.
巴比伦王尼布加尼撒王,
Nebuchadnezzar.
还有这个以色列的王,
and the kings of Israel.
罗马王帝凯撒,
and the Caesars.
他们不只有权力,
not only do they have power,
他们的权力是独裁的,
their power was absolute.
那么人民在这些独裁的君王的统治之下受到很大的迫害。
And people were persecuted under these dictators.
那么以色列人本身也受到这些君王的统治而受到他们的迫害。
The Israelites were also persecuted under the authority of these dictators.
那么其实所罗门王本身也压迫过自己的人民。
And actually King Solomon had oppress his own people.
因为在国家的经济发展,
because as the economy was prosperous,
需要很多的劳工,
they needed much labor.
因着劳工的短缺, 以色列人必须做劳力的工作。
Because of labor shortage, the Israelites must accomplish labor's tasks.
那么这些君王拥有很大的权力,
and the kings have much authority.
基本上, 这些民主的制度是不存在的。
Basically, the idea of democracy does not exist.
那王想要做什么就做什么。
Whatever the king wanted to do, he did.
不听命令的人将会受到迫害。
Those who did not obey were persecuted.
甚至丧失了他们的生命。
Even to the point of losing their lives.
那么其实这些独裁的权利还存在现今的时代。
And the issue of dictatorship continues to today.
比如说这个北韩或者朝鲜, 还有这个过去伊拉克的政权,
and examples are North Korea or Iraq in the past.
啊, 这些都是独裁的政权,
these were dictatorships.
那么世界上有不少的国家, 虽然不像北韩或者伊拉克,
and there are many countries in, around the world, even though they're not like North Korea or Iraq.
啊, 他们的领袖多多少少都是独裁的,
but their leaders more or less have absolute power.
那面对这些独裁的领袖, 人应当怎么做?
So how should people react to these dictators?
所以所罗门王在今天早上所看的经文第八章第一节到第九节, 描述到一个官长在王宫里应当做的事情。
And so, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verses 1 to 9, King Solomon describes what officials should do in front of the king.
然后这些官长应当以智慧来面对这些独裁的君王。
And these officials should have to use wisdom to face these absolute kings.
然后比如说王吩咐他们做一些邪恶的事情或者不喜欢做的事情。
For instance, if the king commands them to do something evil or something that they do not wish to do.
然后在这种情况之下,圣经说他们必须要有智慧。
Under these circumstances, the Bible says that they must apply wisdom.
所以所罗门王说,面对这些独裁的君王的时候,他们必须要遵守王的命令。
So, King Solomon says that when they're facing these dictators, they must obey the king.
在第二节说,我劝你遵守王的命令,即此神起誓,理当如此。
So in verse 2, it says, I say, keep the command of the king because of the oath before God.
那么既然这些王是独裁的,为什么要遵守他们的命令呢?
And since these kings have absolute power, why do they need to obey?
其中的原因是在第五节。
One of the reasons is in verse 5.
那凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患, 智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理。
He who keeps a royal command experiences no trouble, for a wise heart knows the proper time and procedure.
遵守王的命令就不会面对这个灾祸的临到。
And if you obey the king's command, then you would experience no trouble.
那保罗在这个新约圣经罗马书也谈到基督徒应当遵守那些掌权者。
And in the book of Romans, Paul also tells Christians to obey those who are in authority.
他说世上有权柄的人人当顺服他,因为没有权柄不是出于神的,凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命,抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Therefore, whoever resists the authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
不遵守这些掌权者的人,
those who do not subject themselves to the governing authorities.
圣经说是抗拒神的权利。
The Bible tells us they are actually opposing God's authority.
因为政权是神所设立的。
Because it is God who established authorities.
那么身为基督徒, 我们有责任遵守这些掌权者的命令。
And as a Christian, we have an obligation to obey those who are in authority.
甚至是邪恶的掌权者。
Even those who are evil.
然后至于这些独裁的邪恶的掌权者的做法,
and as to the evil acts of the dictators.
那么将会在审判的日子或者现今的时代, 神会审判他们。
Then either wait until the day of judgment or even here on earth, sometimes God will judge them.
那巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王就是一个很典型的一个例子。
And King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was a very typical example.
因为他的做法受到神的审判。
Because of his action, God punished him.
那么除此之外, 在第八节又说,
and besides this, in verse 8 it says,
无人有权利掌管生命, 将生命留住, 也无人有权利 掌管使其。
No man has authority to restrain the wind with the wind or authority over the day of death.
我们经常征战 无人能免，邪恶也不能救那行邪恶的人。
And there is no discharge in the time of war, and evil will not deliver those who practice it.
没有一个人能够掌控他的生命。
No one can be in control of his own life.
因为每一个人都要面对死亡。
Because every person will face death.
包括那些行邪恶的人。
Including those who practice evil.
那么在过去历史里面，我们可以看到那些掌权的君王。
And throughout history, we could see the kings who had authority.
比如说法老王、尼布加尼撒王、亚历山大、罗马的皇帝，他们都已经离开世界了。
For instance, Pharaoh, King of Babylon, and Alexander the Great, they all passed away.
所以一个独裁的掌权者，有一天他们将会面对他们的下场。
So those dictators, one day they will face their own consequences.
然后基督徒是否应当遵守这些独裁邪恶的掌权者所有的命令呢？
So should a Christian obey all the commands from these dictators?
那么在这方面，圣经也有它的教导。
In respect to this, the Bible also has this teaching.
使徒们因着要传这个福音。
The disciples, for the sake of spreading the gospel.
被犹太人迫害。
They were persecuted by the Jews.
那么带到犹太人公会面前受这个大祭司的审问。
And they were brought before the leaders and, questioned.
那么根据《使徒行传》第五章记载说
，And according to Acts chapter 5 it says，
那么大祭司问他们说，我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗
？The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name."
你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷。想要叫这人的血归到我们的身上。
And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
那彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men.
那么在教会历史里面，我们看到不少的基督徒摆上他的生命。为着福音的缘故。
And throughout church history, we see many Christians who became martyrs for the sake of the gospel.
他们被关在监牢里面，甚至失去了他们的生命。
They were imprisoned and some even lost their lives.
因着福音的缘故，他们违背这个掌权者的命令。
And for the sake of the gospel, they disobeyed the commands of those who are in authority.
因为他们知道神的律法高过人的律法。
Because they know that God's laws is higher than men's laws.
无论如何，基督徒必须要有智慧。
But no matter what, Christians must have wisdom.
如何去面对这些邪恶独裁的掌权者。
And how to face these evil dictators.
在第八章五节到六节说
，And chapter 8 verses 5 and 6 it says，
凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患，智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理，各样事物成就都有时候和定理。
He who keeps a royal command experiences no trouble, for a wise heart knows the proper time and procedure. For there is a proper time and procedure for every delight.
所以面对这种情况，我们必须要有智慧，能够辨明时候跟这个定理。
So as if we face these times, we need to have wisdom to know discern the proper time and procedure.
我们必须能够辨明合适的时候和合适的事情。
So we need to discern the proper time and procedure.
一个很冲动的人不能够解决问题。
Someone who is rash cannot resolve problems.
因为这个智慧使到我们明白不同的处境。
Because wisdom must be applied to understand different times.
在合适的时间，在合适的时机去做正确的事情。
And to do the proper thing at the proper time.
我们在旧约圣经里面有好几位神的仆人在这个困境当中显示他们的智慧。
And throughout scripture, oftentimes God's servants use wisdom to face difficulties.
啊, 其中就是尼西米。
One is Nehemiah.
啊, 尼西米是波斯王的一个酒镇。
Nehemiah was a cupbearer during the time of Persia.
因为尼西米他想要回到耶路撒冷去重建这个城墙。
Nehemiah had the desire to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls.
那么他心里面感到非常的愁烦。
He was very troubled in his heart.
因为他不知道王是否允许他回去耶路撒冷重建这个城墙。
Because he did not know whether the king would allow him to go back.
因着这个缘故，他在神的面前等候和祷告。
Because of this, he waited before the Lord and prayed.
他相信神会为他开路。He
trusted that God would open up the road for him.
有一天在合适的那个时机,
and one day at the right time,
尼西米把这件事情告诉王。
Nehemiah told the king what was on his heart.
那么在这个时候，王同意尼西米的要求。
And at that time, the king agreed to Nehemiah's request.
让他回去耶路撒冷重建这个城墙。
And allowed him to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls.
尼西米晓得辨别时候和定理。
And Nehemiah knew how to discern the time and the procedures.
然后除了尼西米，但以理也在困境中表现他的智慧。
And besides Nehemiah, Daniel also showed his wisdom.
因着他的信仰，但以理立志不在王的面前吃王的食物。
Because of his belief that Nehemiah decided not to eat the king's food.
他不吃王的食物而喝王的酒，因为这样做会玷污自己。
He did not want to defile himself by eating the king's food and drinking the king's wine.
然后因此他邀请太监长允许他不吃王的食物和喝王的酒。
So he made a request to the official not to eat the king's food or drink the king's wine.
然后根据但以理书第一章的记载，但以理没有强硬地坚持他们的立场。
And according to Daniel chapter 1, Daniel did not insist on taking hold of his position.
根据这段经文的记载说,
and according to what was recorded,
求你试试仆人们十天给我们蔬菜吃白薯喝然后看见我们的面貌和用王善那少年人的面貌就照你所看待的仆人吧。
Please set your servants for 10 days and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. And then let our appearance be observed in your presence and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food. And deal with your servants according to what you see.
同样的，但以理晓得能够辨别时候跟定理。
Likewise, and Daniel knew how to discern the time and the procedure.
然后后来但以理的要求得到王的应许。
And And his request was approved.
直到他自己跟三位朋友不受这个玷污。
So that he and his three friends were not defiled.
还被王委派在王宫里面服侍王。
And they were chosen by the king to serve in the king.
所以但以理的做法显示他们在王的面前的智慧。
So, Daniel's actions show his wisdom before the king.
那么使徒们因着传福音的缘故被抓拿到官方那里去。
And the disciples were arrested because of, for the sake of the gospel.
他们没有以这个暴力来抗拒。
They did not use force to counter.
宁愿因着福音的缘故受到迫害被关在监牢里面。
They rather be arrested and suffer because of the gospel.
所以在这些独裁和这个邪恶的政权统治之下,
so under the control of the dictators,
基督徒必须有智慧能够辨明这些时候跟定理。
So Christians must have wisdom to discern the proper time and procedure.
活在这个邪恶的政权之下真的是不简单。
And it's not easy to live under such dictatorship.
就好像我们想起今天中国大陆的这些基督徒们。
And we think of the Christians in China today.
因此我们必须求神赐给我们智慧。
So we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
我们现今的世界真的是很现实。
And this is the reality of this world.
而且我们看到它这种现实的世界所带来的问题。
And we see the problem that it brings.
那第二个问题就是不公平的、不公正的事情。
And the second problem is injustice.
我们在十四节，所罗门王说：“世上有一件虚空的事，就是义人所遭遇的，反照恶人所行的；又有恶人所遭遇的，反照义人所行的。”我说这也是虚空。
There is futility which is done on the earth. That is, there are righteous men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked. On the other hand, there are evil men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. I say that this too is futility.
啊，听起来是多么不公平的事情。
And it sounds as though it's very unjust.
啊，好人得到这个恶人的报应。
The good people receive the due of wicked.
恶人得到这个好人的报应。
And good happens to the evil.
我曾经听过人说，这个人这么好，为什么苦难临到他们的身上？
And I've heard people say, oh, so and so is so good. How come bad things happen to him?
啊，他这个人这么好，为什么这么年轻就去世？
This person is so nice. How come he passed away so early?
所以在十二节，所罗门还说，罪人虽然作恶百次，倒享长久的年日。
And so in verse 12, although a sinner does evil 100 times, it may lengthen his life.
啊，有些人经常做坏事。
Some people does a lot of evil.
啊，但是却活得很长命。
Yet they live a long time.
啊，这个真是不公平的事情。
And this is not just.
所以在12节、13节，所罗门继续说。
So in verses 12 and 13, Solomon says,
然而我准知道敬畏神就是在他面前敬畏的人终究必得福乐。
Still, I know that it will be well for those who fear God, who fear him openly.
恶人却不得福乐，也不得长久的年日，这年日好像影儿，因他不敬畏神。
But it will not be well for the evil man, and he will not lengthen his days like a shadow, because he does not fear God.
啊，敬畏神的人得福乐，活得长寿。
Those who fear God, it will be well for those.
啊，恶人不得福乐，寿命减短。
And it will not be well for the evil man, and he will not lengthen his days like a shadow.
啊，所罗门王说，这才是公平的事情。
King Solomon says, then that's fair.
啊，不公平的事情非常的普遍。
There are many injustices.
啊，不只发生在所罗门王的时代。
It's not happening only in Solomon's time.
那么现今的时代，我们也看到很多不公正的事情。
And today we see many injustices.
啊，富有的人欺压那些穷苦的人。
The wealthy oppress the poor.
有钱的人很有钱。
Those who are rich are very wealthy.
而穷苦的人连穷到三餐都有问题。
And those who are really poor have to struggle with three meals.
好，墨西哥看起来是一个不是一个很富有的国家。
Mexico appears to be a very poor country.
啊，但是世界上其中那些很富有的人是墨西哥人。
But one of the wealthiest people in the world is a Mexican.
我们在墨西哥少数的人很有钱。
In Mexico, a very small percentage of people are very wealthy.
啊，多数的人都是很穷。
But most people are very poor.
那50%的墨西哥人一天的生活费只不过是美金五块钱。
And 50% of the Mexicans, their daily living cost is US$5.
啊，这种现象不只是在墨西哥。
This is not only in Mexico.
啊，世界上很多国啊，不少的国家有同样的现象。
But this is true in many countries around the world.
啊，比如说印度、印尼还有菲律宾。
India, Indonesia, Philippines.
那不公正的事情是一个邪恶世界的一个现实。
Injustice is the reality of an evil world.
那么是这些罪恶所带来的后果。
It is the consequence of sin.
那么有一天圣经说这些不公正事情将会在主耶稣再来的时候 得到公正的审判。
And the Bible tells us that all these injustices, one day when Jesus comes again, will be judged rightly.
我们在启示录二十章十三节说，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And in Revelation 20:13, it says, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds.
一般来说，一个敬畏神的人，生命必然顺利。
In general, a person who obeys God, his life will be smooth.
行恶的人却不得福乐，也不得长久的年日。
And one who does evil does not have joy or lengthened life.
这个是刚才我们看在所罗门王在十二节、十三节所说的。
And this is what King Solomon says in verses 12 and 13.
那我就去查考这个英文的翻译本了。
So I look at the English translation.
这个是 Good News Translation.
This is Good News Translation.
If you obey God, everything will be alright. But it will not go well for the wicked. Their life is like a shadow, and they will die young because they do not obey God. Solomon said, this is nonsense.不用翻译啊，你们看得明白啊。他说这个胡说。
And it says this is nonsense.
换句话说，敬畏神的人生活不一定会顺利。
So, in other words, those who obey God, their lives will not necessarily go smoothly.
有时候你会听到人说，哎，信耶稣很好的。
And sometimes you'll hear people say,Oh, it's good to believe in Jesus.
然后信耶稣生活会很顺利。
And if you believe in Jesus, your life will go smoothly.
Nonsense.
It is nonsense.
因为圣经没有说一个信了耶稣，决心要跟随耶稣的人。
Because the Bible does not say that if you believe in Jesus and make a decision to follow him,
然后生活会很顺利。
That your life will go smoothly.
反而圣经还说一个决心要跟随耶稣、顺服耶稣的人，必会面对苦难。
Instead, the Bible promises that if you make a decision and follow Jesus, that you will have troubles in your life.
但是圣经也告诉我们，一个跟随耶稣、顺服耶稣的人。
But the Bible also tells us that a person who believes in Jesus and follows him.
那么虽然他们面对苦难
，even though they face difficulties,
神将会与他们同在。并且赐给他们有平安。
God will be with them and give them peace.
所以这个现实的世界所带来的问题，第三就是智慧的有限。
And the reality of the world and the problem that brings the thirdly is the limitation of wisdom.
世界上有很多事情是我们不能够测透的。
There are many things in this world that we cannot understand.
有些人以为自己什么都懂。
Some people think that they could understand everything.
坚持要知道所有的事情。
And they insist on knowing everything.
包括这些超自然的事情。
Including the supernatural.
跟这些人传福音真的是不容易。
It's not easy to preach the gospel to these people.
因为他们会问到底。
Because they keep asking.
想知道一切。
They want to know everything.
包括一些头脑不能够彻透的一些事情。
Including some things that our minds cannot grasp.
人想要知道和明白一切的事情。
Man wants to know everything and understand everything.
但是所罗门王说这个是不可能的事情。
But Solomon says this is impossible.
在十六、十七节这么说。
In verses 16 and 17 it says.
他说我专心求智慧，要看世上所做的事，有昼夜不睡觉不合眼的。
When I gave my heart to know wisdom and to see the task which he has been done on the earth, even though one should never sleep day or night.
我就看明神一切的作为，知道人查不出日光之下所做的事。
And I saw every work of God. I concluded that man cannot discover the work which has been done under the sun.
任凭他费多少力寻查。都查不出来，就是智慧人虽想知道，也查不出来。
Even though man should seek laboriously, he will not discover it. And though the wise man should say, I know, he cannot discover.
所罗门王说，人想要知道神一切的作为。
King Solomon says that man wants to know all the workings of God.
但是无论他用什么那个精力哦, 来去寻求,
but it doesn't matter what kind of effort he put in to seek after it.
去查考也查不出来,
he tried to discover it. He cannot discover it.
连那些有智慧的人都查不出来,
even those with wisdom cannot discover it.
不要说那些超自然的事情,
not just the supernatural things.
科学家也不能够吃透神所创造的,
scientists cannot discover everything that God has created.
其实科学家所做的研究只不过是寻找神所已经创造的东西,
and actually the works of scientists, their research is just looking for things that God has already created.
Research, 英文叫做 research, 就是重新的找再找.
If you look at the word research, it's search again.
因为这些东西已经存在了,
because these things already exist.
只是把它找出来罢了,
you're just rediscovering it.
所以科学的研究所得来的后果其实是发现.
So, the result of research in science is discovery.
很多神所创造的科学家都不能够彻透.
And many things that God has created, scientists cannot just really understand.
那何况那些超自然的事情,看不见的东西.
So how much more the supernatural things that you cannot see?
那人的头脑这么有限,
man's mind is limited.
怎么能够完全明白这位神,这位创造天地万物的神?
How can he understand the Creator God?
那很多隐藏的事情是人的头脑不能够彻透的.
Many hidden things are the things that man's mind cannot understand.
所以当以色列人进入这个迦南地之后,
so after the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
耶和华神借着摩西把这些律法和这些诫命传达给以色列人.
Through Moses, God gave many laws to the Israelites.
我们在申命记29章29节说,
in Deuteronomy chapter 29:29
says,
the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law.
摩西说这些隐秘的事是属于神的,
and Moses says that the secret things belong to the Lord.
你们不需要知道,
you don't need to know.
只有那些很明显的事情是属于我们的,
but those things that are revealed belong to us.
好叫你们去遵行它,
so that we may observe all of them.
换句话说,很多隐秘的事情我们不需要知道.
So in other words, many secret things we don't need to know.
我们只要专心去遵守神的话,
we just need to focus on observing God's word.
遵守神的话语是我们的责任,
and to obey God's commands is our responsibility.
这个世界非常的现实.
This is the reality of this world.
我们看到这些邪恶独裁的权利,
we see much in the sinful power.
我们也看到很多不公正的事情的发生,
and we see much injustice.
但是我们知道,
but we know,
有一天主耶稣将会再来审判这个世界,
one day Jesus will return to judge the world.
他将会把这些邪恶的权利把他们除掉,
and he will remove all the sinful powers.
这些不公正的事情将会过去,
and all the injustice will pass.
我们也知道, 如果你是信耶稣的话, 你是一个得救的人,
and if you believe in Jesus, you know that you're saved.
当你到这个新天新地的时候,
and you, when you enter into the new heaven and new earth,
你将会明白这些隐秘的事情,
you will understand the secret things.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
我们知道这个世界很现实。
Yes, this is the reality of this world.
我们看到罪恶的邪恶。
We see the problem of evil.
我们也看到很多不公正的事情。
And we see many injustices.
但是有一件事情我们知道的。
But one thing we know.
就是有一天主耶稣要来审判这个世界。
That one day Jesus will come and judge the world.
他会把这些事情除去。
And he will remove all these things.
他将会带来一个新的新天新地。
He will bring a new heaven and new earth.
在那里将会没有悲哀。
There will be no more tears.
没有痛苦。
No more suffering.
没有死亡。
No more death.
没有罪恶，没有不公正的事情。
No more sin or injustice.
亲爱的父神，求你保守我们在这个现实的时代。
Lord, please help us in this world of reality.
让我们专心地传扬你的福音。
That we will be faithful in spreading your gospel.
让我们忠心地来服侍你。
Help us to be faithful in serving you.
当你来的时候。
And when you come.
我们守住你的道。
That we will keep your word.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.